The end of Pesuk de Zimra, after the Halalukas, we say, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. We say four Pesukim. Now these four Pesukim, most of them are from the end of the different Svarim of Tehillim. We just said Kol HaNeshama, which is the last Pasuk in the fifth Sefer of Tehillim. Then we say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, which is the last Pasuk in the third Sefer of Tehillim. And then we say Baruch Hashem Etzion Shechen Yerushalayim Haluka, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Eisen Echolei Tzlavadoi. And those are the last Pesukim in the second Sefer of Tehillim. The Matamisha says, it's Kilo as we're saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we're being mashed on the Gantz Tehillim. We're being, I would say maybe a little bit, it's a different Knesh, that it's really for us to say the entire Tehillim. Every day we're not going to be mashed this entire Tehillim. But it's really for us to say the entire Tehillim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, in other words, all the shiurim and brachos that are mentioned within. Now, just to give a little hesber to the pesukim, Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem le'olam, the Targum says le'olam means in this world and in the next world. And b'pashas, that's why we say amen v'amen, a double lashon. Because le'olam is referring to, le'olam means nitzchias, forever. It means in this world, till the end of the world, and in nitzchias. So amen v'amen, Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen. Sign this world, amen, which is the lashon of amanu, the truth. In this world and in the next world. Amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem etzion. Sheikhin Yerushalayim Haleluka. This is really the culmination of all the kapitlach that we said in Tehillim, is that La'asid Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being Baruch Hashem, everything is getting going towards the tachlis of the Gula Asidah. And Baruch Hashem etzion. Tzion is the Mokim Hashra Tashkina, Sheikhin Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheikhin Yerushalayim Haleluka. And even though maybe right now we don't have the word Zechid yet to the Gula Shlema, however, so the Yitzhak says, he says the next two Psukim mention the four Galiyas, the Gula from the four Galiyas that we had. Bavel, Mada, Yovin, and Edrim, Fezor Hashem Bechor. Baruch Hashem Leikim Lekei Yisrael, Oysen Echolis Nefloyes Levade. Baruch Hashem Leikim Lekei Yisrael is referring to the Gula that they had at the time when they got out of Bavel. The time they got out of Bavel, everybody in the world said when they saw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, they were thrown into the fiery furnace and they came out alive. Everybody said, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael, the Lashon of the Pot, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Emes, Hu Elokei Yisrael. It became clear to everybody that the Ribbono Shel Olam was the king, he saved them, and he's the king of Elokei Yisrael because Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah are his avadim. So Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael is referring to, we're benching Hashem for taking us out of Bavel. Oysin Eflais Lavadai is coming out of the Golus of Modai. Modai was at the time of Purim. And there, even though we could have theoretically said that it wasn't the Ribbono Shel Olam that took us out, Achois Lanu B'Beis HaMelech, they said, Vayisol. They could have said it was Esther Amalka that got us out of the problem. However, that's obviously silly, because the same way that Achashverosh killed his first wife, he could have killed his second wife just as easily. And he wasn't so fond of the Yidden, he was willing to forgo all the money to kill the Yidden. He was not a very fond friend of, not fond of the Yidden. Therefore, certainly it wasn't Esther Amalka, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was Oysen Eflais Levad, it was only the Ribbono Shel Olam. He did the Nitzim Levade, it wasn't Esther Amalka Bechlal. Baruch Shem Kvodei Le'olam is referring to the Golos of Yovan after the Yevonim. That they said, Kitzvu Lachem Elakaren Ashor, Shein Lachem Echele B'kei Yisrael. Why did they say Karen Ashor? Why did they write in the Karen Ashor? To be Masker the Eagle. After the Eagle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's it, I've had enough of Klai Yisrael. Right on the Eagle, we don't have anything to do with HaKadosh Baruch anymore. On that we're saying, Baruch Shem Kvodei Le'olam, Baruch Shem Kvodei, Shem Kvodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Shem Kvodei. That we don't say it, we just, it's just spelled, but we don't actually read it. Baruch Shem Kvodei Le'olam, that means Le'olam, even after the Eagle, and even after everything that happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still our Ribbono Shel Olam. And after the Gula Asidah, the final call is to Yimalik Vedis Kal Ha'aretz, Beis Hashem Bekar of Mamesh, we should be Zeche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mamalik Vedis Kal Ha'aretz, which is the fourth Golis. That's really coming off what we said. Baruch Hashem lekim Baruch Hashem etzion shechin Yerushalayim aleluka. Baruch Hashem that Lasi Lavin will be shechin Yerushalayim. Even though we haven't seen it as yet, we already saw the gula. We're thanking for the gula of Bavel and Madai and Yovin and Bezer Hashem. Bekarav Mamash Berei because we malik with this kol haaretz. Amen v'amen. Once again, Amen v'amen is going back on two different things. First of all, it's going back, the Gaon says Baruch Hashem kvoidei la'olam. It's going back on the we're benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Zman. It's Nitzchias. And it will be also nispasha to all parts of the world. So it's also in Zman, also in Mokim. Amen, v'amen, v'zeche, v'karech, mamish.